the word for today is make prayer your first priority. In John chapter 16 and verse 24 we read, "Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Prayer should be your highest priority. Why? Because when you fail to pray, you set yourself up to fail. You're saying, in essence, I don't need God's help or input. God comes by invitation. Prayer opens the door and welcomes him into your situation. Jesus said, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." An unknown poet wrote, "I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me?" I wondered. He answered, "You didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on, grey and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, but you didn't seek. I tried to come into God's presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, 'My child, you didn't knock.' I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray." The psalmist said in Psalm 63, verse 1, "O God, early will I seek thee." The first voice he wanted to hear in the morning was God's. The first conversation he wanted to have was with the Lord. Before others made demands on his time and energy, he wanted to know God's will. Has your prayer life been hit and miss? Rearrange things and make it your first priority each day. If you do, you'll begin to thrive spiritually. And that's the word for today on UCB.